The White House on Monday claimed vindication for President Donald Trump in the lengthy investigation of his 2016 campaign's links to Russia and his actions as president, calling it a complete and total exoneration. Trump's press secretary, Sarah Sanders, appearing on NBC's Today Show and CNN, said the American public knows now that there was no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign to help him win the election 3 years ago, and that he did not obstruct justice by trying to thwart the 22-month probe by special counsel Robert Mueller. Well, correspondent Sagar Magani reports that tensions are beginning to rise.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham says Barr noted Bob Mueller provided evidence for and against obstruction.
Some of this and some of that.
And when Mueller essentially ceded a determination to Barr and Deputy Rod Rosenstein, they decided there's not enough to charge the president. Democrat Ro Khanna says that's inappropriate. Mueller spent 2 years looking into it.
The attorney general spent 2 days and made that determination.
Khanna's among Democrats calling for the entire Mueller report to be released, and he wants both Barr and Mueller before Congress. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Read the complete Barr summary at voanews.com. The United Nations confirmed Monday that 10 children were among at least 13 civilians killed by a recent American military airstrike in northern Afghanistan. The deadly attack occurred early Saturday near the capital city of the volatile Kunduz region, where Afghan and U.S. forces were conducting a joint operation against Taliban insurgents. The U.N. assistance mission in Afghanistan lamented the deaths while releasing preliminary findings of its investigation into the incident. This is VOA News. The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies is appealing for $30.5 million to provide life-saving aid for 200,000 of the most vulnerable survivors of Cyclone Idai in Mozambique. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IFRC headquarters in Geneva.
IFRC Secretary General El-Hadi Assi is launching this emergency appeal after returning from a visit to Beira in Mozambique. Cyclone Idai destroyed an estimated 90% of the coastal city, according to the Red Cross. C says the scale of the crisis is staggering and survivors' living conditions are appalling. He says one shelter facility he saw is a disaster in the making.
One of them I visited was in a school, 3,000 people in a school of 15 classrooms.
C warns of a high risk of waterborne diseases such as typhus and cholera. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
It was also reported that women and children are particularly susceptible to abuse, including sexual exploitation and trafficking. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters cleared explosives on Sunday in the last area retaken from the Islamic State group and arrested a number of militants hiding in tunnels. This comes one day after declaring a military victory in the end of the extremist self-styled caliphate. Could New Zealand have stopped its worst mass shooting before it ever started? Well, it's the subject of a new high-level investigation today announced by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. The Royal Commission of Inquiry will look into events leading up to the March 15th shooting when a gunman killed 50 people in two Christchurch mosques.
While New Zealanders and Muslim communities around the world are both grieving and showing compassion for one another, they are also quite rightly asking questions on how this terror attack was able to happen here.
Prime Minister wouldn't say how long the inquiry might take. A suspected white supremacist has been charged with one count of murder over the Christchurch shootings. He is set next to appear in court on April the 5th. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to meet with President Trump today. Then he's going to be flying back home, cutting short his visit in response to a rocket attack from the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu had been scheduled to have dinner at the White House on Tuesday and also gave an address to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. The rocket hit a house in central Israel, wounding 7 people. Israel's military blamed the militant group Hamas for the rocket attack. Israel Education Minister Naftali Bennett.
This is clearly unacceptable. Israel will respond with all the necessary means. We're fed up with Hamas. Enough is enough.
I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music. The best music today. Now.